broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden wants to tighten up the federal government's Buy American policy.
The executive order the president is expected to sign is aimed at boosting government purchases from U.S. manufacturers. It would modify the rules for the Buy American program, making it harder for contractors to qualify for a waiver and sell foreign-made goods to federal agencies. It would also mean more of a manufactured goods components must originate from U.S. factories.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The president's also expected to undo former President Trump's ban on transgender Americans serving in the military. More than 2,500 people are reported arrested during protests in Russia.
There were protests in cities across Russia this weekend demanding the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, President Putin's most prominent critic. The American embassy in Moscow said the protest crackdown is a suppression of Russians' freedoms.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
The airport automatically reports once an hour, and I just noticed that the airport was reporting light rain, and I went to the radar, and sure enough, there's a little shower out there. Not many on the radar right now. As a matter of fact, much of the day is going to be a dry day, breezy, becoming very warm again. We had 71 yesterday. I think we make it easily to 74 today. We're already in the 60s, for heaven's sakes. A few spotty showers are possible. Like I said, there's one at the airport right now. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, especially late tonight. And now, the Storm Prediction Center has us in a marginal severe weather risk in the overnight hours. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. This is the part of a very active week ahead. So I think the risk of showers and storms will continue to, let's say, lunchtime tomorrow. And then they start to pull south of us with 73 the high tomorrow. Then another round of showers and storms Tuesday night into Wednesday. That's storm system number two. That the rain will shut off behind that front as we get into, let's say, Wednesday afternoon, and then colder Wednesday night into Thursday. So a very active time. Our weather app will keep you on top of that as well. Right now this morning, with that one little shower out at the airport, it's 64 now at 9:04.
Hello.
How you doing? I'm okay. For a Monday, we had a just beautiful weekend weather-wise, and a lot of people were out at the park and were smiling, and I love it. They thank me like I have something to do with the weather.
Right.
You know, hey, thanks for this great weather, Rich.
Yeah, I know. It's like, I just report this stuff, guys. Yeah,
but at the same time, these are people that cuss you.
Oh yeah, because they do, even though they know I'm not responsible, but they want to air their grievances.
Yes.
Wait, but if you could have the power to control the weather, would you even want that power?
No, I wouldn't, because
you're a wise man.
For instance, they started seeding clouds.
Oh yeah.
To bring rain. The U.S. even did some of that in '69. But there are some very legal problems involved.
Yes.
With the farmer might want the rain.
Right.
But if you're the car wash people, you don't want the rain. So there's some ethical issues about trying to control the weather.
And not to mention, it's such a massive system. You might be like, hey, we got the rain in this particular spot. It's like, yeah, what'd you do for the rest of the system? Yeah, that's unreal.
Then there was the meteorologist in South America, I think it was in South America, who was executed.
Executed
after a series of flooding events that he didn't correctly forecast.
Wow.
So
it's like the court jester. You better make me laugh, funny man.
He's killed.
Right. Wow.
That's talk about pressure, but I'm very happy. I mean, you can see I'm all decked out today.
Look at you.
My Buccaneers garb.
Yeah, you.
Back to the Super Bowl.
And not only that, they're going to play the Super Bowl in their home.
Right.
It's never happened before.
That's incredible.
The odds of it, somebody was doing the odds of it. It was just astronomical.
Yeah, it's really incredible. Great seeing Brady get back there, too, without Belichick.
43
years.
Oh, that
is so funny, man. Yeah. He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
And when he was playing before, where was my homie?
Oh, like a child.
Right, like a kindergarten.
Yeah, Josh Allen and Mahomes were like, four and five.
He's 25 now, and he's going to play his second Super Bowl. So he's got a few more probably under his belt.
Oh, definitely.
Too,
and what's Brady, 42?
43.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about
not only over the hill, he really can't.
Right.
He's really over the hill. For an NFL player.
That's the season, 2002 Tampa Bay Buccaneers made me fall in love with NFL football, how fun it can be taking that ride. And, yeah, it's...
How much did they pay Brady to come over?
Ooh, it had to be. It was millions. They essentially put the team together around him.
Around him, yeah. Well, I think that's what you do.
I'm sure he doesn't consider this, but the weather's a little bit better in the wintertime.
in Tampa.
In Tampa.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So, all right, guys. I'm going to leave it with you. Everybody right, feeling good this morning?
Oh, yeah.
All good in the hood.
Great. Feeling great. Well, thank you, Roger.
We'll see you.
Thanks for the weather.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, man. Vegas at the end of the week, so yeah, I'm ready to go.
Oh, you're going to Vegas? Right. So you're going to be missing out on a show this week?
Yeah, I'll be missing out Friday. Okay. I was going to come in, but Susanna said no.
You need to get ready.
Yeah,
she's ready for that big Vegas trip.
We got a flight that leaves at like 2 something.
Save your money this weekend. Save your money.
Please. She gambles. I don't. She actually wins. I'm the guy.
I know you don't gamble, but save your money, Eddie. Save your money. News and views from 9 till noon on a Monday will begin here in mere moments.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery City and county leaders will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic this weekend. This clinic is for people in Phase 1A+, which includes healthcare workers, first responders, and anyone 75 and older. The clinic is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 3003 East South Boulevard. You need to bring a photo ID to get the vaccine. Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says he tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. He tells Alabama News Network he is home in isolation for the next 14 days and is experiencing flu-like symptoms. And Alabama's unemployment rate dropped to 3.9% in December. That's the lowest since the pandemic began. The Alabama Department of Labor says the numbers are down from November's unemployment rate of 4.4%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
customized quote at libertymutual.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
In Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fit, my physical as well as my mental fitness, and
be self-evident. All men and women created by the go, you know the thing.
Welcome into the program, folks.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Yeah. This is how we conduct ourselves here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Rating book came in, by the way, and thank you all for listening. 272-9228. Coming into lunch meat phobia. Think it ain't illegal yet. Think. It ain't illegal yet.
So on that ratings book, since it came out when last week?
Yeah.
Since you're still here today, we can assume you're doing well?
Yeah, we're doing all right. I'm not going to break it down. I just thank you, everybody, for listening. And we got a heck of a year in front of us. We really do. And it looks like, though, there's already what many are calling the Trump hangover happening.
Okay.
Yeah. Where they still want Donald Trump to be president. Well, no, we don't. He was a dictator. We overthrew and we toppled a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a bad analogy, by the way, because what happened after you toppled Gaddafi?
Ooh.
Same bad group of folks, by the way.
Yeah, bad for Gaddafi.
Yeah. Well, it's bad for Gaddafi. And thank God Trump has not reached that treatment. That would be that. That's a bad way to go.
Bad way to go.
Y'all know where I talk. Too early to bring up the details, but... Well, we wanted him gone. We toppled the dictator. But then why are you still talking about him?
Can't let it go.
This is what I mean by the Trump hangover. You're seeing folks on Twitter saying, you know, I built my whole life for these last 4 years around demonizing this guy and reacting to his tweets. You probably got Keith Overman crying somewhere in a basement.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia. By the way, a lot of protests in Russia going on right now.
Yeah, buddy.
Because they locked up Alexei Navalny.
I watched when they came and took his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how they arrest you in Russia? I don't know if you saw the video. These guys had got full-face motorcycle helmets on, full gear, and she's having a press conference. They come in there swinging batons, clearing a lane, snatch her up, and boom, she's gone. I mean, in a matter of seconds.
Yes.
And there is no dissension in the crowd.
No, not at all. Russia is a problem. They definitely... But Navalny, before he was arrested after going back to Russia, criticized big tech here in the States, saying, hey, what you just did to Trump, removing him, was very similar to what I'm dealing with in Russia. So the hero of the West, now locked up by Putin, he is cutting against the West and how they're acting more dictatorial, authoritarian themselves. Democratic despotism under the cult of collectivism. But there are these people out there like, I wish, where's Donald Trump to kick around? And though you can't kick him around on Twitter, you can always count on the good old establishment. All those cronies up there in Washington, D.C. to say, let's break with precedent ourselves and let's impeach the guy, then hold on to those articles of impeachment for 2-3 weeks. Apparently they will be delivered today, but you won't see a trial until after the Super Bowl. So I'll watch my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City's going to be a heck of a game.
That's going to be tough. KC's team to good, yeah.
Very good. But after the Super Bowl, February the 8th, is when the impeachment trial is supposed to begin. It's like, why are y'all holding on to this for so long?
Didn't she do that before?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then when you go to the Sunday shows, which I caught clips this morning, mm-hmm. I tried to watch Chris Wallace of Fox News Sunday, and guess who he had on? Mitt Romney. Mm-hmm. Then he had on another Republican. Guess who it was?
Who that?
Marco Rubio.
The Rubster?
These are the folks that the corporate Republicans would like you to follow.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney and Marco Rubio.
Rubio laid a little blame for the riots at Trump's feet.
No, of course.
Yeah.
See, and everybody's making nice now with the bigwigs and the establishment. But the average Republican, I don't know how they feel about this. Actually, I do know how they feel about this. They hate it. For instance, the Arizona Republican Party censured Cindy McCain. These evil people. They censured Jeff Flake.
Yep.
Who, you know,
incredibly
Trump was
flaky.
And Trump was an orange man. He was very orange.
Oh,
not as orange as the inexplicably orange man, John Boehner. But have you ever seen Jeff Flake?
It looks like he goes rolling in the
Arizona sun. Like, way too much. He got censured. Liz Cheney of Wyoming, she was censured by the local Republican
and
party
now
there.
To be challenged?
Yeah, and they're all like, you're just intimidated by a strong woman. Oh, give it up. Give it up. I can't help that everybody hates me because I'm popular. Shut up, Gretchen. Shut up. And I want my pink shirt back. No, it's just, I get how frustrated it can be. And they won't give up their favorite pinata.
No, they won't.
Donald John Trump. So they're going to extend this impeachment trial 2 weeks from now.
Well,
they're going to continue to try to bring on every Republican who won't walk in lockstep with the corporate narrative and say, oh, you're a danger to our democracy. In fact, you might be not a dissenter, because I'm a heretic. I dissent these sorts of things. But you're seditious. You might be a terrorist.
Well, I figure they're holding on to it for 2 weeks, because that gives them for 2 weeks, if Biden screws up horribly bad, hey, we can start this Trump impeachment deal and look over here.
Right.
And which, by the way, you know, I was saying right from the get-go how long it would be before one of our enemies tested Biden. And over the weekend, China flew some F-16s around Taiwan.
Yeah, they flew those F-16s. We parked some aircraft carriers in the South China Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's great.
Yep.
It's just wonderful. I'm sure that'll work out.
Yeah, it's going to work out well.
Though, apparently, that's what Bill Clinton did for a little bit of recent modern history. China realized in the 90s, when they wanted to put pressure on Taiwan, Bill Clinton parked an aircraft carrier and carrier group right there in the Straits of Taiwan. But, and they couldn't do squat about it.
Right. But here's
and
the
so
thing.
Ever since that day, they've been trying to build up maritime power. And they've done a pretty good job with the man-made islands. I think, actually, the goal should continue to be to get Russia to stab China in the back. That would be.
I don't think that'll be that.
Or hard. India as well.
India will certainly do it. They're not big fans of China.
Yeah, that's what's great about the United States. After we have our land empire, we conquered, Manifest Destiny. We get out to the West. We make friends with the Great White North, the Canadians,
Canucks.
And Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay, we're good in our hemisphere. So we essentially have an island. We have a big moat called Two Oceans.
Yes.
And we built up this massive naval power. Same, that was Britain's, the secret to their power. They had a big moat. They were an island.
Yeah.
They built up massive naval power. China is going to try to do that. But what does China not have? Oh, they're not
what's
an island.
What's at their back door?
Yeah, Russia, India, Mongolia. You better watch out for the Mongols.
Dude.
I don't know if you're a history buff, Eddie. better watch out for the
There's some history with the Mongolians?
So, and the point is, there are all these big, serious, long-run issues that we still face, no matter who's president, no matter who is in charge. On geopolitics, whether it's Russia and China, we just mentioned in passing here, or you look at the long-term debt and spending, the monetary policy of this country. You look at more and more power being centralized in D.C., which, mark my words, I've been saying it for years, that will lead to more and more division in this country.
Definitely.
If you got to fight over one center of power, it will lead to more division, especially when you have a nation that contains six or seven nations within it, like this country does. And that's what makes us so great. Mm-hmm. We're a diverse country in many ways.
So you're not for Texas succeeding?
I wouldn't be against it. I wouldn't fight them. I'm not going to fight the Lone Star State.
You know why?
I might even move there.
Look, they have shirts that say, don't mess with Texas.
Right.
They have billboards that say, don't mess with Texas.
But as I look at all the serious issues that have been here before Trump, were here during the Obama years, that were there during the Bush years, these long-run issues that are really staring us in the face, what is our government doing? They're talking about impeaching a president who's no longer a president. They're talking about essentially criminalizing support for that president. They're talking about essentially criminalizing certain thoughts that might be labeled seditious and terroristic. Well, I don't want the power in D.C. I want the power in D.C. to leave me alone.
Yes. Yes.
Leave me alone. Not so I can just, you know, sit and twiddle my thumbs at home, but so, you know, I can engage my own community without having to look to Washington, D.C.'s dictates, or to New York City's latest cultural moves, or to the scum coming out of Hollywood. This intelligentsia, this cult of collectivism that's been running the country for decades now, you're corrupt, you're not as good as you used to be, you're getting old, and if you're going to get the house in order of this country, go ahead and do it. And I don't know if parking aircraft carriers next to Taiwan's really going to do the trick, or impeaching Donald John Trump is really going to do the trick. And here's the kicker. I was warning Republicans who were worried about this election being stolen. Some were calling for national standards. I said, careful. And guess what came out this weekend? Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah.
And other Democrats want to sponsor a bill that would nationalize standards in elections. But it would make same-day registration a requirement. It would make early voting a requirement. It would do all sorts of things that would give, well, continue in my mind to pervert what Election Day is. It should be Election Day, not Election Month, not Election Week.
Election season?
Being able to actually secure votes. Hey, and as we've learned, it should be the state's role. Even the states do a crappy job of it in the midst of a pandemic. It should be the role of the states. But watch out, folks. There's a lot coming our way, and they're going to try to distract you with this impeachment trial. Don't be distracted. Focus on the issues. Though, if we're going to be distracted, I at least would like to be entertained. So how about this? How about Donald John Trump, former president of these United States, defends himself? It's probably ill-advised, legally speaking.
Yeah, there's a statement about that.
But when has Trump ever done the right legal, like, conventional method? He did that for a while, but I would love to see him just, okay, y'all going to impeach me? I'm showing up to the well of the Senate that you claim that I incited a riot towards, provoked a coup. No, the real coups are done by the intelligence community, the State Department, the corporate press, and the Democratic Party's elite. Those are the real coups done in this country. It's been that way for quite some time. We saw it right at the beginning of the Trump administration. I've seen it happen overseas plenty of times. I never thought it happened in this country. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Jack Campbell should be joining us before too long. He had some errands to run this morning.
He ain't running nowhere.
Or to get to, drive to.
Thank you.
I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader. We'll be right back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program here on a Monday morning. 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka up on Tallahassee Highway. Dr. Tom Pershing, in fact, has been so busy, so many listeners stopping by that he brought on another great chiropractor with years of experience, Dr. Gloria Osbeck. And Dr. Tom and Dr. Gloria can fix you up if you have any aches and pains, any misalignments. Maybe you have lack of mobility in your knees or your shoulders or your, thoracic spine? Yes. Whatever it is. And it could be a chronic issue you've dealt with for years, or maybe it's something new. Before you just mask that with pharmaceuticals or go under the knife and you do minor surgery. Yeah. Any surgery is minor if it's just the doc doing it, but if you're getting surgery, it's going to be a major deal. So don't do that. Instead, go to a great chiropractor like Dr. Tom or Dr. Gloria Osbeck. Just call them at 514-7600, 514-7600. Set up that initial appointment. They'll get your medical history and actually your family history to understand if it might be a thing with the family. And then once they diagnose the problem, they'll give you initial treatment and set you up on a schedule of treatments going forward. They have all sorts of different therapy options, treatment options, whether infrared therapy, ultrasound therapy, electrostimulation therapy, spinal decompression for bulging discs. They really have it all. And they just installed this new iWave air filtration technology that is giving extra peace of mind to their customers. The technology is proven to kill any COVID-19 in the air, as well as other airborne diseases and also nasty smells and mold. And they did this, installed this new iWave air filtration system just to give you, the customers, their patients, extra peace of mind. So check them out today. Dr. Tom Pershing in Wetumpka, 514-7600, 514-7600. 272-9228, 272-9228. Was going to go to Rand Paul, but we got a full board of calls already. Yeah. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, I got a question.
Yeah.
Serious. I've watched a few clips of Joe, I'm never going to call him President Biden, speaking since the election. He's just as bad with his memory and his speaking. And I just want you to tell me, how long do you think he'll serve? I mean, I know when you're like this and you start getting older, it can come on pretty quick.
16 months.
Yeah. Say less than 10
I don't see him going past 2 years.
Mm-mm. I agree with you, Jim. I don't see 2 years.
No, I saw him the other day speaking. He getting his numbers all mixed. How in the world is this guy going to get on the world stage and negotiate with countries and make decisions, you know, important. I just don't see him do it.
And he and the whole camp might start giving tells. So if they start putting out pieces about Vice President Harris, if they start talking about Joseph Klein, mm-hmm. they might try to do it in an organized, graceful way, to so to speak. And you could see that coming once they start that process.
Yeah. I mean, he was basically used.
Oh, yeah.
For this whole situation, this whole thing. Where he was just used. And then they're going to get him out of the way, send him off to the retirement home. But I just can't see, you know, when he's up there, when I saw him speaking, how does that give any American confidence that he can negotiate and speak for this country and you feel good about it? I just don't see it. So.
No, I don't feel massive confidence. Yeah, I'm leaving out hope that he might surprise us, but it's not much hope.
Not much.
Yeah, and what's he going to do about these people that these riots that are going on now? What he hadn't said a word about it.
Are you going to continue to do that?
Oh, Antifa's just an idea. Come on, Jim. I mean, come on, man. It's just an idea.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, President Harris. Good Lord. I thought Biden was going to be bad. This is that would be even worse.
Yep.
And it's but you know what it's going to do though, the this midterm election, if he's not there, it's going to be a disaster for the Democrats. But people are going to go, wait a minute, now I voted for Biden and now he's not even president.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of people jumping off the Democratic bandwagon.
Oh, I think you're already starting to see it, like you're suggesting, the cracks in the facade.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how much they try to ram through here in this first 100 days, but anybody's guess. A lot of it depends on where Senator Manchin will go with things in the Senate, how much time gets eaten up, how much oxygen gets sucked out of the room with this impeachment, if Trump does anything from the shadows, or... I'd love to see him defend himself in the Senate. I got to run, Jim. Got a lot of calls here. Appreciate it.
Take care, Jim.
Have a good one.
272-9228. Dr. Ken. Hello, sir.
Hey there, guys.
How you doing, Dr. Ken?
I'm well, I hope. Thanks. Pending some lab results.
Well, you sound wonderful.
I'll let you know. It's not worth talking about right now. Tell you what is, that since everybody's hair needs one more match lit to it.
Sure.
Andrew McCarthy wrote, apparently over the weekend, about the impending Harris impeachment trial, that Kamala, as the seated vice president presiding over the Senate, will preside over the impending impeachment of former President Donald Trump. His thesis is, the Constitution says that when the president is being impeached, the Chief Justice will preside. It does not make any provision for replacing or supplanting the seated vice president, who's the presiding officer of the Senate, when it's not the president who's being impeached.
Right, the former president.
Yeah.
Right.
So when Jack logs on... What Harry's got left, we'll try to set on fire with letting him know that Andrew McCarthy believes that it'll be Kamala.
Oh, and it might be that John Roberts doesn't want to touch this, but we'll see. And this is unprecedented.
Oh, you wouldn't think that the Chief Justice would assert himself in this sort of a situation? Golly, Joey.
Oh, he's got to protect the legacy of the court. That's what balls and strikes means. Calling balls and strikes means covering your butt.
Apparently to him. Good to hear you guys. I'll get off and listen.
Thank you, Ken. David.
Yeah, Joey Clark. This is David speaking, driving through Montgomery. Just by chance happened to tune into the talk radio station.
Where are you coming from?
Actually, north of Prattville.
Okay.
Where Yankee territory.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But just not north to south. But just want to say, appreciate what you are putting out there, sir. I've got some things I want to say.
Okay.
These are actually not statements. They're question marks back of them. And basically, there is one thing we can pretty much all see and agree on, and that is, like some of the other callers alluded to, that Joe Biden is the scapegoat of the Democrat Party. He's put out there for their playbook. The questions I have is the playbook going to be, and maybe others said this and alluded to it besides just this morning, Kamala Harris for president. I tell you what I perceive after, and nobody knows when this will be, but after the second impeachment of Donald Trump, I think what's next in the playbook of Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and others will be take and the 25th Amendment on Joe Biden, and so have him removed, and then Kamala come in, and then maybe Nancy Pelosi as vice president. Again, that's a question mark. That's not a statement.
Well, and on that, if Harris becomes president, she would be able to appoint her own vice president with approval of the Senate.
Copy on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to put that out there. Hey, Joey, I've got to run. Listen, thank you, sir, for what you put out there. And somehow we're going to have to kick Karl Marx out of the USA. I don't know how we're going to do that. But talk radio is baby step one.
Appreciate you.
All right.
Thanks, David.
Talk to you later. Bye.
272-9228. What's up, Eddie?
How you doing, Joey?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Were you just having a burp?
Yeah, coffee burp, sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be right back, folks. Curmudgeon, others, hold your position. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon on a Monday after this quick break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial residential roof specialists. C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. A very active weather week ahead. Interesting weather day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. A breezy day. Scattered showers possible this afternoon, but showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight. Very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. In fact, tomorrow will be in the low to mid 70s again. Could be some spotty showers during the daytime hours tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again Tuesday night into Wednesday with storm system number 2 for this week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Wow. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Coming up, the battle of short men. But they're not fighting. They're a battle of wits between George Stephanopoulos and Rand Paul. They're both diminutive.
I did not realize Rand Paul was a bit on the short side.
Yeah, they're both.
Under 6 foot?
Oh, more than that.
So you consider men under 6 foot to be short?
I would say they're both like, Stephanopoulos, I think, is like 5'5".
Yeah,
five.
I think he's...
I think Rand Paul's only like 5'8".
Oh,
yeah, right. he's a little dude, but you know,
Stephanopoulos shows it though.
I mean, we'll play that, and then you can decide who this applies to.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
Let's go to Curmudgeon. Hello, sir.
Hey, Joey.
Hey.
This is Hank.
Hank,
what's up, Hank?
I'll make it real brief. I just wanted to remind you and all of your listeners, the eyes of Texas are upon you.
Oh, man. Here, let me... You got that longhorn?
I wish I did. I wish I did.
I forgot to rub it this morning.
and a quick question. I was listening to Dan Morris the other day, and he talked about, it was like, I think, five states that have joined into a sanctuary situation for Second Amendment rights. And it's saying they're not going to enforce federal gun laws.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, and this is one of the ways I was previewing right on Inauguration Day. I didn't know it would happen this quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same way other states did sanctuary cities for immigration, you're going to get sanctuary states for gun rights. This is the same way, you know, Colorado and now 30-something other states have legalized marijuana in some form or fashion. People don't like to use the word because it's tinged with the history, but nullification.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see states using those 10th Amendment rights and also appealing to certain individual rights, like the Second Amendment. So, that's true.
Do you know there was a Supreme Court justice at the end of the war between the states that when it ended, he said, thank God the states are no longer sovereign. Mm. That's kind of when Tenth Amendment went out the menu, off the charts.
Well, they're not completely. I mean, it's bad. They're not completely client states of the federal government. There is some pushback that can happen. And really, the laws of the feds are only as good as what they're willing to enforce. And often, they rely on state and local authorities to enforce their laws. And so, if state and local law enforcement, based on the representation of a local state government, says, nope, we're not doing that, then often the feds don't go there. So.
You know how the feds are going to get them back, though? Hmm. Money.
No,
oh, you're right. Strings attached.
Yeah, just like the highway. I mean, remember, most states did not have the speed limit of 55.
Or didn't have a drinking age of 21.
Right.
Yeah. They used transportation funds. So.
Yeah, exactly right.
I appreciate it, Hank.
You take care, my friend.
Later on, Hanky.
272-9228. Let's go to Jerry.
Yes, sir. Me and my wife was watching Fox News last night and then whipping over to News 216 watching that. Why is, I don't know where he had never noticed it or not, but when Biden is in his office signing all these things that he never looks at, and Harris is standing in the corner like she's a guard. Is she? Have all the vice presidents always stood there like that?
Not
or is she just afraid? Is she afraid he might drop or something and I forget how to spell his name?
No, I think they are, for the optics, going to have her by his side often.
No.
There are past president, vice presidents that had no love between them. It was kind of a relationship of convenience.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I told my wife. You know, all these presidents and vice presidents, they had never been in love with each other. And they have had their differences. But they act like, you know, they're just peachy keen. And, you know, I told my wife last night, I said, what's going to be funny when Biden does what he did to his ex-workers? Right. And makes grabs her.
Oh, no.
We're going to see what happens then.
Yeah, no hair sniffing today, Joe.
And not one more thing I just wanted to mention. I was talking about last week. Our mayor in Montgomery, it didn't last long. They said it wouldn't be but a couple of days before everybody forgets. You know, but if that had been Todd Strange, it wouldn't have been forgot that fast. It'd
be on national news.
Hey, he'd have been gone the next day.
Yep.
But we rode through Montgomery last night, and we live in Lowndes County, so we come over here and ride around because I worked at HL Greens years ago, and we like to see what downtown looks like. Looks like a dump. It's starting to look worse with all this writing on the wall and our Black Lives Matter is still on the fountain, which is going to be temporary.
Yeah, well, no.
As long as we got our mayor, that we get, y'all got y'all's mayor you got now, that's a permanent situation. But we just enjoy listening, y'all.
Thank you, Jerry.
I got my wife hooked on you, but she won't call in.
No, if she ever feels like it, she can of course call.
We gonna make her do it. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, bud.
Bye bye.
272-9228. The mayor did acknowledge Tom Brady's the GOAT last night. So I appreciate his hot takes on sports and music. But other things, not as much. 272-9228. Oh, look who it is on the phone. Hey, Jack Campbell.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
That's good. How was everybody's weekend?
Pretty good.
I went and had dinner with a rowdy, motley crew.
Yeah.
You certainly did.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't end up in jail, so things must have been okay.
It was all right.
Well, you actually behaved pretty well, Joey.
Yeah, I behaved myself.
Were you the one that was having to do the babysitting, Joey?
Nah, you just never know with this one here on the phone. Like, his attitude, man. You just never know. He's such a snob.
Yeah, right. I am a snob. I have forgotten that. Joey, I'm so happy you remind me of that.
Well, you know, I've come from such a family of hayseeds and, you know, Polish factory workers from the ghettos of Newark, New Jersey, that, you know, I got to remind you that you're some blue blood.
Yeah. All right. I'm a lot of things, but I don't think blue blood is one of them.
I agree.
Just kidding.
272-9228. Oh, it's Suzelle. Hey, Suzelle.
Hey, good morning, Joey. Good morning, Jack. How's everyone?
How you doing, Suzelle?
Doing great. Okay, so I need your guys' help. I've started a campaign, and I've contacted some of our legislators. We need Operation Bring Our Troops Home. We need our National Guard home from Alabama. They do not deserve the treatment that they're getting in Washington, D.C., and we need everyone to let our governor know, bring our troops home.
Okay.
I've called Senator Clyde Chandler's office and Senator Barfitt's office, but to be contacting the lieutenant governor. But there's no reason for them to be there, especially if they don't have a place to sleep, a place to go to the bathroom, a place to charge their phones in order to be able to be in contact with their family. There's no reason that our troops need to be in that situation.
Where are they currently located?
Well, from what I understand, a lot of them, if they're lucky enough, they get to sleep in the Capitol, I guess, in the halls. But if not, then they're relegated to the garages. And the garages, of course, are, you know, they're certainly not air-conditioned or heated, you know, and bathrooms are limited. I mean, just imagine having to stay there day after day like that. I don't even know how they're able to get showers or what they're doing. But there's no reason for them to be there doing that away from their families. Florida has brought their troops home. Texas has requested their troops to come home. Alabama's troops need to be back.
Agreed.
Okay, well, I think you make a very good point. And what do you think? It would be the best thing to do would be to contact the governor's office.
Well, I think let's contact our governor's office. I don't think she'll have a problem with this. It may be just being reminded, you know, out of sight, out of mind. If you're not actually in the situation, you may not realize how bad it is, but there's no reason for our troops to be suffering like that. So, for no reason. So, yes, I would say contact Governor Kay Ivey's office. I certainly wouldn't think she would object to it, but let's do it sooner than later. No reason to wait.
It is the governor's call, so, yeah.
That's right, that's right. But also contact the lieutenant governor's office, and I would contact some of our conservative leadership, such as Senator Chambliss, Senator Barfoot, and lieutenant governor, and or your legislature. Let's get them home. Let's don't forget about them. They don't deserve this.
Amen.
Well, Suzelle, I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank y'all for your help. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
272-9228.
Over that, I don't know if you saw yesterday, but Jill Biden was so distressed about the soldiers out there, she brought them cookies.
What kind of cookies?
Supposedly chocolate chip, but I kind of got a feeling there. There was a big 60 from the local grocery mart.
Oh, like oatmeal cookies and not fresh baked,
right.
Like the crisps.
Yeah. 2 days from expiration.
Ugh. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Hi, Adair.
Fine, how you doing?
I'm all right. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon on a Monday. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. In fact, this entire hour, folks, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Y'all check him out today. Give him a call at 279-6036, 279-6036, or go to danblackstudios.net and ask him about the 60% off Joey Clark special until the end of January. So not many days left there. But on videotape transfers only videotapes, you get 60% off transferring those old analog memories into the digital future. Did you watch any of the football yesterday, Jack?
No, a little bit, but no, I couldn't. My TV's messed up.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Your cable.
I know Tampa Bay was playing Green Bay. Who won?
Tampa Bay. We're in the Super Bowl, baby.
All right. And let's see who else was playing.
The Bills and the Chiefs.
Right.
And the Chiefs put a whooping on the Bills.
Yeah, they did.
I was getting nervous as a Bucks fan. I'm like, that's the better team right now.
The Bills suck.
Between the Bills, yeah, and so.
Yeah, they're not all that.
It'll be a showdown for the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay's home stadium. First time that's ever happened.
First time ever, right?
Yeah. Raymond James Stadium.
Oh, I see. Wow.
Well, and they had fans back in the stands for the game, like the Packers game, and they all had like these aluminum signs that they were beating against the bleachers.
Oh, God.
Because it wasn't as many fans as usual. It was distancing and whatnot, but they were making a racket. Like, you could tell the production truck was trying to go to crowd noise, and it was too loud. It was just, like, people just think of, like, big aluminum signs being banged against aluminum seating. Like, oh, my Lord. So, almost worse than the cowbells there in Mississippi.
Well, those are pretty obnoxious.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as South Carolina's their Gamecock call. It sounds horrible in the stands.
What does that sound like, Eddie?
It sounds like you grabbed a rooster by the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they play it constantly.
Well, Eddie, you're too young to know this, but Shug Jordan used to raise holy hell about those cowbells.
Is that right?
Oh my God, he was just beside himself.
Which probably just encouraged them even more.
Probably so, but yeah, I'm trying to think if there are any other coaches that raised as much hell as he did. I don't think so.
They are just a loud, annoying, almost as bad as a Tennessee fan.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, can you give us your best Gamecock call?
I'll tell you. Mahomes and Kansas City, those guys are wicked, buddy. They remind me of Florida playing Alabama. They're going to be tough to beat, aren't they?
They are.
Saw that nice little underhand pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got Mahomes. He just does not go down. He runs up and throws the ball 1 millimeter from the scrimmage line and gets it every time. Good Lord. And Brady, that's the most interceptions I've ever seen the boy throw in one day.
He looked rattled. I've learned as a Bucks fan, expect the worst.
Yeah, but he...
Like, in our head, it's like, how are we going to screw this
He's
up?
Got a laser arm and just a laser sight. And if he gets it anywhere close, he's got good enough receivers to snatch it out of the air. So.
Yeah, and also, Brady don't go down. If you notice that, he'll get rid of the ball before he goes down.
Yes, he does.
That's one interesting thing about him. But he's super good, and they squeeze out some good stuff. It's going to be a hell of a game, and I cannot believe they got home stadium for the Super Bowl.
I'm excited.
That's going to be fun. I'm going, of course, I'm for the bus, but I'll tell you, Kansas City impressed me last night.
But I'm glad it's going down there because Florida's mainly open. They could certainly use a shot in the arm.
And apparently they did a lottery for free tickets to, like, thousands of healthcare workers around the country.
That's cool.
And so they get to go to the Super Bowl for free. Yeah.
Guys, I have talked to quite a few people now who have had the flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Flu vaccine?
Well, yes, the COVID vaccine.
Oh,
it's the flu, guys.
Yeah,
it's the flu vaccine. Okay. I'm sick of COVID, 19, 20, and 21. And no reaction from anybody.
Well, there's 183 people across the, I don't know if it's the U.S. or worldwide, that died after having the vaccine.
183 worldwide, and there's probably been a good 4 or 5 million doses given.
Yeah, that's what I don't know how many doses, but